traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected. CannabisRadio.com presents NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. The National Cannabis Industry Association is the only national trade organization representing the businesses of the legal cannabis industry. NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice covers a range of topics, including the rapidly evolving political and policy changes that affect our industry, news and events of importance to cannabis professionals, and features on companies, individuals, and campaigns at the cutting edge of the cannabis industry. NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice begins now.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to another episode of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Bethany Moore. I'm the Deputy Director of Communications with the National Cannabis Industry Association. Today, I'm speaking with one of our members, Nadav Eyal, the CEO and co-founder of Abna, which is a pioneering cannabis technology company and terpene manufacturer headquartered in California and research and development center in both Colorado and Israel. Nadav's professional background is rooted in the field of data science. He has long been passionate about botanical medicine and how it can offer a more effective medicinal treatment than pharmaceutical products. In 2014, Nadav founded Abna with a mission to bring the health benefits of cannabis to broader populations worldwide. Welcome to the show today, Nadav.
Hey, Bethany. Thank you for inviting me. Happy to be here.
Wonderful. Let's start by getting to know you a little bit better, learning more about that background of yours in data science and your passion about botanical medicine before even thinking about cannabis. What did you do before then?
Yeah. So my background and my story started, let's call it 2008. Unfortunately, I was very much involved in my mother that diagnosed with cancer and her treatment that, let's say, wasn't so successful. At the time of being, as you we all know, cannabis basically was in the beginning of what we currently understand. And let's say the potential of the plant was already there. People were speaking about the ability of cannabis to help cancer patients, but at least in Israel, the medical program was in a very early stage. Unfortunately, she couldn't use cannabis just because of the stage where cannabis were at that time. She passed away and I joined the military intelligence in the same year. And as you can imagine, this is the age of 18. It was a life-changing event that led me to a lot of, let's call it interesting nights, thinking about what can we do better and different. And when it comes to treatments of cancer and treatments in general, I was joining the military intelligence in Israel, doing different projects of big data, using data to solve hard questions. That's basically what is all about related to intelligence. And because I was exposed to these problems in the pharmaceutical medical world, I decided that, and I saw also the fact that cannabis is a potential treatment. Those things together brought me to basically found Ibna in 2014 with the largest the cannabis supplier in Israel, and had become my co-founder and my partner at that time that was serving with me in the military intelligence. Eventually tried to see how we can take the methods that we learned and used in the data, from the data perspective in the military intelligence, in order to solve the hard questions about cannabis. And the hard questions related to how we can actually bring products that will be useful and will be effective to people that have specific problems such as pain and anxiety and sleep. And the only way we found that we actually will be able to do it is to break down the plant into single compounds and to study them one by one, you need to do in science. So if you want to really treat data in the right way. And that's the story behind the beginning of IBNA. My story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. I'm sorry to hear about the loss of your mother to cancer. It is so sad, and also another great reason to continue to explore the healing properties of cannabis for those who are really suffering with these health problems, and to join the Israeli military around the same time. That's a lot going on at the same time. I'm guessing the Israeli military does not study cannabis necessarily, right?
No, not at all.
No, but yeah. There is a lot of research that comes out of Israel. I think the very well-known Dr. Meshulam has been at this for years and years. How would you say the overall, not in the military, but in Israel overall, what is the view of cannabis as medicine?
Yeah, so back in 1960, we started here in Israel research on the cannabis plant much before any other academic institution actually did some research on the plant. And in 1963, Professor Rafael Meshulam was actually able to synthesize the THC for the first time and gave it its name and also some other minor cannabinoid along the way. Mm-hmm. And the reason was that in Israel there was a very open-minded about understanding the cannabis plant and the potential medicinal benefit of the plant. This fact led to a lot of discoveries and innovation when it comes to the research of the plant, just because we started before anywhere else in the world.
Oh, yeah.
So back in 2014, when we founded the company, and one of the first meetings we had was actually with Professor Rafael Meshulam. So as people recognize today, Israel became a pioneer in everything related to cannabis research, just because we started much earlier than anyone else. In 1963, Professor Meshulam synthesized the THC out of the plant. And from that point on, continuing researching and discovering minor cannabinoids and more very important compounds. And I remember when I came to the meeting over the Hebrew University of Jerusalem to his lab, just speaking with him and speaking with his lab team, and the knowledge over there was just like, let's call it on the floor. It's everywhere. And at the same time, understanding the needs coming from the market, from patients, you know, we decided that we must, we have a lot of things to do. And again, coming from data, I decided to basically allocate all of our resources in order to collect this data into something that will be useful for humans, because eventually data is not enough. Mm-hmm. In my perspective on life, you need to bring products that will be simple enough and will answer the needs of people in a way that will be so valuable that it will actually utilize the knowledge and that behind the data. So we started to bring this concept to life. And back in 2016, we already launched a few first products in the US market. And since then, we continue in innovating and bringing this type of, let's call it, knowledge from Israel to the world in the form of formulations. Yeah, so that's the short story about Meshulam.
Yeah, that's amazing. I would love an opportunity to listen, you know, meet him in person. So it sounds like, you know, these days you travel quite a bit, particularly between the US and Israel, running the company. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. We, as a company, today Ibna is operating in over 60 countries, and I'm very lucky to be traveling all over the world, meeting new people, and especially looking for those ones that have the right amount of passion that actually needed at the moment we are when it comes to the cannabis industry. We are in the beginning. And in the beginning, those people, the visionaries, are what makes the difference, both from a social perspective as an economical perspective. And I'm very lucky to enjoy meeting those people, entrepreneurs that believe in the cannabis plant. And that's basically what I'm doing, spreading the word, meeting with people and bring them together in order to create a change. And that's what, that's my day-to-day involving both on the R&D and collaboration between universities outside of Israel and now related to everything around the business development, investors, and the people that want to make a change.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Let's go ahead and dive right into the science of terpenes, which is getting so exciting day by day. And I think the mainstream, as in the consumers and the public, are starting to wrap their heads around cannabinoids. We know what CBD is now. It's almost in everything. But terpenes are the next level of science in cannabis. Can you explain, first of all, what terpenes really are and what they can do for human health and healing?
Yeah, for sure. So terpenes are a group of organic compounds found in a very wide diversity of plant in nature. And they play a very unique role in the plant. On one end, they defend the plant from different disease, bacteria, and things that can basically kill the plant. On the other end, they are attracting pollinators. In order for the plant to be able to continue and find a way to distribute in nature. So they actually have this two-sided effect that is also, if you think about it, when it's come to humans, this is the same thing we see on us. On one end, the antibacterial, antifungal, and the anti-inflammatory related effects of those compounds can be very useful for us as human beings. At the same time, we recognize terpenes by their smell. we attract to cannabis because terpenes are those compounds that make the smell of the plant. And today people are choosing cannabis flowers because of the of this unique notes coming from those terpenes. So those compounds, what we're learning about them in the last couple of years is that they can play a very crucial role in the effects associated with cannabis, which I will be happy to share more about.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. So they help prevent bacteria, fungus, disease, but also really, really smell good. And it makes me think about how, you know, I love essential oils like lavender. It has a calming effect for my anxiety. And lemon really lifts my mood, and eucalyptus, and so on and so forth. And I tend to like those terpenes in cannabis as well. So as far as harnessing these terpenes and their sensory effects, let's go even further into that.
Yeah, so the terpenes themselves being absorbed by the body from in different ways, and the main and the most effective one is inhalation. Via inhalation, the bioavailability of terpenes is the highest, and it can produce a very wide range of medicinal effect. And what happened is that up until now, people thought that they are some sort of a catalysators for cannabinoids that help cannabinoids absorb differently in the body. What we were able to prove in the last couple of years in our research is that terpenes by themselves have a very distinctive effect when it comes to binding to different receptors in the human body. Mm. What does it mean? It means that if we look on the endocannabinoid system, which is the most known system and that activated by cannabis, up until now even, some people think that only THC and CBD are the compounds that activating to this system. We were able to prove that the same receptor as CB1 and CB2 are activated by terpenes. And not only those two receptors, because in the endocannabinoid system, we have more receptors such as TRPV1, that is a very important one for pain, and some other one called the GPR, and also other system in the body, such as the serotonin system and the GABA system, which are both crucial to our behavior and to our different condition related to wellness. All of them activated by terpenes, sometimes even more than being activated by the minor cannabinoids.
That's fascinating. I love learning more as we continue to, you know, peer deeper down the microscope here at what, you know, what we knew anecdotally for many, many thousands of years, we're actually able to look under the microscope now and see what's really going on. It's fascinating. And Nadav, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing some of your wisdom. I can't wait to learn more as well and meet you in person in San Francisco. Where can our listeners learn more about your company, Abna?
So we have a knowledge center in our website that is fully available for education, which I pretty much recommend. We invest a lot in that, and we want to share the knowledge that we collect with the world. So at www.ybna.com, everything is available for public. And yeah, I think that will be the best way.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, thank you again. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Until next time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.